Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
Seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars.
Greetings, and welcome again, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the Altar of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning. We are so glad to have you as usual. And we plan a great show this morning. This is a discussion on faith, the belief, and the unseen. Most of us don't want to think about the unseen. Therefore, don't want to think about faith. But the reality is that all our life is based on faith and the unseen. What is faith? True faith is having some knowledge and understanding that even though we don't see our Creator, know without a doubt that He sees us. Faith begins with God's country. Also, faith is the state of being conscious of the power of the Creator working inside the body to keep the body alive. Faith is also having the knowledge of life after death. Knowing our life on earth after death is not, knowing that life on earth after death is not the end of our world, but is the beginning of the real world to go off. Faith is the fear of going against the law of will, of course, because we know there is many such as life. But what we want to know is that faith is fear of going against the law of will of man, because we know we will bring destruction in our life in this world. True faith is the beginning that even though other people may not see a law or know the wrong we are doing, a law is us. All around us, and will call us to account, and we will suffer the consequences of all our actions. We will command the best, and know that no one can escape from God's justice and moral law. A faith people is not a game, because without faith, you will burn in the burning flame. Most people but they believe in the advantages of this unreal world, and they will never give themselves a sincere chance to try to understand the law of real and unseen world. They love only the current things of this world, and they forget a lot altogether. This is why most people are not called the walking dead. And you've heard that word? We all see those things, movies about the walking dead. People have to let us know. It's a message in that movie to let us know who we are today, the walking dead. The death is the death of their soul. The soul is all we have. When you lose our soul, we lose our life. Our souls come from Allah. Allah is life. Allah gives life and is the only one who can take life. And Allah has power over everything in heaven and on earth. Thank you again this morning for joining us. You are listening this morning again. again, people, this is Sunday morning broadcast of the Namaste Club, the reality of creation. And now, without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the first lesson of the Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the first lesson, so hard. We like to know the importance of understanding that we are in the end of the world, the end of time. And we don't know any time now, we can all call back to Allah. So we need to get together. We need to understand who we are and whose we are. And to join all to the hands and the prayers, so to speak. The one who is with us, who is our life, the one who is our life. And now, Imam Shaheed Shabbat, I'm still in the wake up. I'm still in the wake up. Can you hear me, Imam Shabbat?
It's a lot of static in the phone. The radio, it's a lot of static in the phone. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't even know if you hear me.
Excuse me, it was the technical station that was on. We now have you clearly on, and you can begin talking. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, because, I see or hear it, but I'll go ahead on with the talk the best that I can. I mean, it kind of distracts, but, you know, like I said, inshallah, we'll go ahead on. We'll start off with prayer. The static is still there. I think the static myself personally.
Excuse me, I'm cutting you on your end. Everything is very clear here. There's no static or anything on my end. So unless it's coming in on my end, I would have no way of knowing. So it might be coming from your end.
Well, it might be coming from somebody else's end also.
Oh, yes, but I don't have anyone else on. All right, hold on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, okay. I just cut the studio off. They had come on. They don't usually come on. My apologies. I thought I cut them off, but I just cut them off. So we should not get that static anymore.
We start off by saying, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we seek for help, and thine aid we seek for help. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Again, we greet you in the greetings of peace. The radio listening audience, assalamu alaikum. It means peace be unto you, the peace of Allah, your creator. He is peace. One of his names is As-Salam, the peace. So we can only get peace from Allah. Attune in our will with the will of Allah. When you tune something up, that means you get it in perfect harmony like it's supposed to be. So when we get in perfect harmony with our creator's will, then we will have a world just like heaven. Up above, because Allah created this world, all good. And when you're speaking about all good, you're talking about Allah, so that's heaven. And heaven is a spiritual state of mind. And hell is a spiritual state of mind too. So the world of human beings is not the material world. It's not the world outside, but it's the unseen, inner world, an unseen world. The workings of Allah inside of us, His spirit, and His spiritual world that's all around us that we can't see, but we see the evidence of His spiritual power working in all His creation, even in ourselves. This in itself, everybody knows, whether they want to or not, that there is a governing power that rules and regulates all affairs in the heavens and on earth. man and woman have limitations. The Creator don't have limitations. That's another thing that should let people know, if they want to, that they have not been created by the Creator to be free to do what they want to do, but they have definite laws that they must follow, or else they will destroy themselves and each other. It's called moral law. Everything Allah created is under what's called moral, divine moral law. Divine meaning that it's come from the Creator. Moral means it's good. And law means that it stays in order, the order that the Creator created it in, and works for the good of the whole of creation. Everything, the differences in creation, yet all work as one. We see variety, we see differences, but we see them all working together as one unit of creation. The only ones that's out of this order and it's causing the disarray on the earth is man and woman because of their free will. They choose not to be in accord with nature, all nature. See, Allah said He created all nature good. He created the nature in us as people good also. So our nature is good. And we have to choose, because we have a freedom of choice. We have to choose to go against our nature by following our own carnal animal desires. And these carnal nafs, or the false desires, they lead us into worshiping ourselves, which is vain, and the vanities of this world. What do we mean by vain? Everything that we see created, including ourselves first, was created from nothing. So anything vain is empty. It means that it has no value. It's not even real. So the only reality is Allah. Everything else created is just His creation. And it's just a reflection that points to His reality, the one that created all creation. We want to start off like this. Also, we want to take our time, if you will, bear patiently with us. We appreciate it. Allah blessed me this morning to write a little something I wanted to share. He wanted me to share with you all, and this will share with me from Allah too. Allah say people were created only for the worship and service Him, Allah. When we think we are free, we are self-deceived. Because nothing Allah created is free to do as it likes. No. Everything in the heavens and the earth submits and give total worship and service to Allah. And Allah say in doing so, it rejoices in doing so, having the privilege to even be created to worship and serve Allah. And that's the nature of all creation. That's our true nature. And by doing so, we see peace. We see beauty and harmony all over the material creation, because it's under Allah's law. Now, if we get back under the law of our Creator, say this here, it's simple. My Creator, O Lord, take my will. Let your will be done, not my will. Even though you give me a little freedom of will, it was only to test my faith in you, whether I'm going to believe in you and your unseen reality, or believe in these unreal, vain things in the material world that you created that don't last. And Allah say He created the material world as a magician to test our faith. You know, a magician is a deceiver. So what is Allah saying? Allah saying the material world is a deceiver. He's saying the things in the material world are nothing but goods and chattels of deception. they deceive you. He said the material things in the material world is like a mirage in the desert, and the man or woman parched with thirst, or the man, they look over there and they think it's a sheet of water, and they know if I can just make it to that water, I'd have saved my life. And they go on and on, man, and they try to push themselves with every little inch of strength they got in them. And when they get there, they find it was just an illusion, and they die in protracted agony. So Allah said, that's how this world is. We running after these material things. And he say, as soon as we get the material things, not too long after that, they're gone. And he say, eventually, they all will be gone, and then we will find out that we have a life, been given a life to worship and serve our Creator and prepare for the real life after this life is over. And we haven't prepared because we was chasing vanity, things that's not real, and not living a good life and doing good to our to please our Creator, to help our fellow humans, and help ourselves to prepare for our real life in the hereafter. All over Allah's worlds, Allah's law and order governs His creation. And Allah's moral law is the foundation and His justice of Allah's creations, not only this world, but all His creations. Allah said His throne was over the waters. Now, different people break that down in their way. I'm going to, inshallah, break it down the way Allah blessing me. Allah say eight bears His throne in the heaven, in His heaven. And Allah's throne being over the waters, do you know that the water covers about 70% of the earth's surface? Water. So Allah's throne is up there over the water. But really what it means is that, symbolically too, that Allah's throne is over good morality. See, morality is symbolic of water. What do water do? Water cleans us, don't it? We have to wash up before we make salat. So water, it cleanses us. So what it means is that God, when we have God conscious, then we have good morality. We can, they said Jesus walked on the water. Well, we know nobody can't walk out there on the water and without sinking. Say he didn't even sink. It's similar to what I'm saying. Morality is symbolic language, a scriptural language. It means morality, good morality. And when we're God conscious, we walk in good morality, and all this immorality around us, we won't sink into the sin of immorality. That's right. Immorality is like quicksand. The more you indulge in it, the more you sink deeper and deeper down into the bowels of the fire of hell. This is what Allah say in His book, the Quran. Allah also sustains His creations. And generations before us, people, were destroyed because they didn't study the nature of things. You know, when Allah created Adam, the first man, He told Adam, He said, "Tell me the nature of things." See, the nature of things is what the thing is. It's just like another person. When you deal with a person, y'all can communicate and have good communication. But if y'all don't know each other's nature, y'all ain't making no progress towards getting to know each other. Everything created has a nature, and the nature is the reality of that thing. It's not David. We see a tree, right? Excuse me. And we see the fruits on that tree. Well, the fruit, and we enjoy the fruit, or the vegetables that come out of Allah bring out of the earth. But the nature of that fruit, and that fruit we get, the nature of that fruit come from Allah. His goodness is what grows the food that we eat. His goodness is what grows our soul. It grows us spiritually closer to Him. See, the nature, we're talking about the nature of all things. The nature of all things is good. And when we accept this fact in our life, Allah created everything. Allah created good by its nature. So I want to say this, I go to this segment of this talk. So most people think they're free, right? And we see this, they're doing everything. Allah says when you forget Him, you forget your own soul. And Allah says you will fall to the lowest of the low in moral degradation. So freedom. What is freedom? See, most people think freedom is free to do whatever they please, whatever they like, whatever turn them on. But that's not freedom, that's slavery. Freedom is in self-discipline or self-control. Almighty Allah say in His final revelations in the Quran that we are not true in faith in Him, nobody, until you gain self-control, mastery over yourself. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, he said the greatest struggle, jihad, a struggle the human being have is against his own or her own false desires, carnal desires, nafs. See, and Allah say freedom is also in the goodness and righteousness that He put in us when He put His Spirit in us. We're free in righteousness. Righteousness frees us, and sin enslaves us, people. You see? That is people's downfall. You know? And generations before us, that was their downfall. They took the freedom, limited amount of freedom Allah gave all humankind, and they thought they took it to mean that they could do what they wanted to do, and as a result, they destroyed themselves because they broke the laws, the moral laws Allah have already in nature to protect us, in our nature and in the nature outside of us as human being, as humankind. Okay, so when we realize this, we can save ourselves and this world by bringing back your good or the godly nature in your hearts and souls. It's there. Look for it. Sincerely ask Allah to help you to bring it out, to help you like a God nurture the good and stay away from the bad. Then Allah say He will change our life and this world back to the good world and good life for humankind back on this earth when we do this. So people, Allah say in His final revelations in the Quran, the best of humankind is those best in their conduct. Excuse me. Allah say He will judge us on the day of judgment based on our intentions and our conduct in this material world. Change don't happen. I want to say this too. Most people around here talking about Donald Trump changing things and other people and this person, my husband changing me, my wife, my children, and I'm going to help them change. Nobody can't help nobody change. Change comes from an individual wanting to, having the will to change. Allah don't even make people change. Allah don't allow Satan to make, or the evil one, Satan, make people change. He give the human being only that will and choice themselves. So when See, whatever's going on in your life, Allah say, if it's bad, it comes from you. And if it's good, it comes from him. So when we look at our life, and our life ain't like we want it, look inside your heart and see if you, in your conscience, your heart, and see if you are living the good that's in you, or you bringing out the bad that's in you, in yourself. People, Allah gave us a will to make changes in our lives. That's all our will is for. And as me and one sister was saying, even people worship sex, and it leads them into all kinds of sin. And sex is only for procreation. But see, when you take things out of the order Allah created them in, that's when you become a freak. You become a freak of nature, a pervert. And that's where most people are. They're perverts. They're freaks of nature. All freak of nature means is that you done freaked outside of nature. You are of the goodness of Allah, and you become a evil freak. And they had a saying called freaky deaky, and it really meant freaky devil. Because that's what you are when you're freaking out and doing immoral things. You're a devil, you're a jinn, an evil spirit. Allah gave us a will to be free, but the purpose that he gave us this will is to live in his unseen reality. So we are free to be responsible for living a good or godly life. Come back soon to the way of life Allah created for you, the good life, before you won't have a chance to do so. Okay? Again, here, as we conclude this portion of the talk, Allah gave us people intelligence. Excuse me. This means Allah gave us the ability to think and reason and choose the best life. We have two lives. We have animal life and we have spiritual life. Also, Allah gave us these abilities to work and be productive, not to be idle. He did not give other creation this freedom like he gave the human being, free will. All other creation, he just got under the will of Allah. He created to follow his will, and they can't deviate. But we can deviate as human beings and go against his will and bring on ourselves destruction, misery, and hell in this world and the next life. Allah also could have made us all the same. These are facts, people, that cannot be changed. Okay? As we come to the conclusion here, there will be a day of judgment, people. Just because most people don't believe it and show it in their conduct does not stop Allah's will from being fulfilled. Nothing can stop his will from being fulfilled. And on that day, people will take their spiritual life seriously. They will bear witness to the power of the one creator, Allah. And they will wish for another chance to come back to the earth to live a morally good life. But it will be too late then. So why not try to understand Allah's will now, people, so that we can achieve everlasting life in Allah's world, real world of reality, never-ending reality in the hereafter. Come back to our baby nature. What is our baby nature? A baby know no evil, see no evil, and do no evil. That's our nature. Allah says this is our only hope for salvation. And he said the only ones that will be able to see him will be those who come back to him as a little baby, free of sin in every way. Don't know no evil, see no evil, do no evil. And in the conclusion of this portion, Allah says, Allah said he don't accept immorality. Allah only accepts good, good morality. Righteousness is good morality. And religion is sincerity. Allah's truth will set you free. But sin will keep you in bondage, people. You have to free yourself from carnal, low desires. Then you will be free, truly free, to live in the goodness of Allah on earth and the goodness of Allah in the hereafter. To live and evolve to your higher spiritual life, sin corrupt the heart. Righteousness cleanse and purify the heart and soul, like running water purifies itself. And still water becomes polluted and poisoned, corrupt. You can't use it, it'll kill you. So our life should be like running water, always striving for the perfection of our Creator. He's perfect. And he says, strive as though we're in a race towards what? All that's good. And he also says, strive as though we're in a race in repentance. Because he made us weak in flesh. So unconsciously, we are always sinning. So every time we can mumble it out of our mouth or just keep it in our heart, we should say, astaghfirullah, which means Allah forgive me, and alhamdulillah for your mercy and your grace, saving grace, for saving me from my own corrupt self. Yeah, still water becomes polluted and stagnant, poison, you can't use it. So a human being that, is not working in Allah's righteousness, their life become idle, and Satan takes over, the evil takes over their life and make their life corrupt and polluted, and they begin to do all kinds of unthinkable, immoral things to themselves, their children, and the world we live in here. To get back to Allah, we must become like running water. Keep on understanding that each day could be your last day to prepare for your Creator. So live a life of moral purity. Strive for moral excellence every day of your life as if it's your last day. And you will be in the right state when Allah take your soul out of your body. This means we must always strive for moral perfection. Faith is not a halfway house. Allah won't accept our evil and good. This is hypocrisy. Allah don't accept hypocrisy. This is people's downfall in all religion and in the world. They're not true to themselves. They tell a lie and the truth at the same time to deceive you, most people. Allah won't accept our half-truths and falsehood. Allah will only accept the whole truth that comes from Allah. Allah's will, will be accepted by only bringing our will. He will only accept our will if we bring our will and give it to him completely. And I was sharing with a sister, Allah, like you go buy something, you say, I purchased that, right? Allah said in the Quran, he had purchased of the believers, our person. That means our body and our goods, whatever we got. And he said, our reward in return for selling ourselves and everything we got to him is the garden of paradise. It's Jannah, it's heaven after we die. This is the way of Allah for all people. Fear Allah and fear the fire of hell. All good leads to Allah, and all evil leads to the hellfire. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. You are listening to our radio listening audience, the teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And he's coming on again this morning. And faith is belief in the unseen. Faith is belief in the unseen. He's letting you know. Because that's where you're headed towards. You're headed to the unseen. That's where your eternal life will be, in the unseen. You're travelers in this world, traveling through, but you have a purpose that Allah has given you. You have a cause in the world and a calling in the world of this place. Some say you're calling. What is your calling? Yes, you weren't put on this earth just to play and have fun and socialize sports and games. We have a purpose in this world. As Imam Shaheed Shabazz is teaching, he's teaching strongly on what our true purpose is. And while he was teaching, it brought to my consciousness the fact that we are always talking about our children are our future. Forgive me, I'm very hoarse this morning. And we are always saying about the children, but people, what about the children for real? Are we serious? Do we understand what we're saying? Because when we were brought up, people, we were brought up seeing our parents at prayer in the morning, at prayer when they worked through the day, talking to their Lord, our mothers, our grandmothers, singing the spiritual songs as they went about the day working, being God conscious consistently, not just on a Friday or a Sunday on a worship day or a service day. They were conscious all the while of their Creator. They prayed. We saw them bend on their knees to pray. If it's only once a day. And their prayer was their work, what they did. You hear them talking and asking for help from their Creator. Do we see this today? Does our children see this today? How many of our children see us praying when we get up in the morning? How many of our children see us praying and talking to our Lord when we're about working, doing our work? How many of us see our children see us singing spiritual songs to our Creator? Not hearing it. Even the Muslims. Yes, you. Yes, you are Muslim. Not you either. The only time, unfortunately, that even our Muslim children see prayer is when they go to the masjid, to the fair they're having there. Either for children on Sundays or to social affairs or some other event that they have. They do not otherwise even see their parents praying, most of them. If the parents go to pray, even at the masjid, lots of times they leave the children out playing somewhere. If the parents decide to go to the masjid and pray, they don't take the children with them and pray. So how can you have someone building a future on spiritual, on striving to please their Creator and teaching others when they know nothing themselves and nobody's teaching them? Most of our Muslim schools that we don't have today. So what and where are the children learning from how to live? What their purpose is? Who they are to serve? They're learning just like all the other children from being in the street. Are they being taught anything about faith and belief in the unseen? They don't know what it is. They look at you strange when you ask them those questions. People, what is our purpose on earth? And now Shaheed Shabazz is teaching so hard, this brother. He's been teaching for over 40 years. Let's wake up and listen. Let's teach, brother. Teach until it's help. I'm sure there are those who are waking up, but it's just not enough. Most are calling themselves Muslims, but when you look at them and see their actions, you begin to wonder who and what they are for real. Are they a joke or what? This life is not the place. Play is so-called play. It shouldn't be play at all. The word play shouldn't even be used, especially for adults. But if you want to socialize, that's supposed to be like a reward you get for the hard work that we've done for our kids all day and trying to reach our people, trying to do His will, trying to make this world a good world for everybody to live in and to enjoy, trying to help in the good in every way we can. Then we get the reward. We get the reward of socialize, of coming together and enjoying each other, enjoying the beautiful talents that our Creator has given to one of us for us to use, to entertain each other with. This is where that comes in. It shouldn't be an all-day thing to talk about and talk about, as though that's what life is all about. I won't hold you in the longer, Thank you so again for joining us. We have here some beautiful guests, and one we know whom we have seen so often, so much, who's a great program on Sundays, and this person is none other than Brother Larry. Brother Larry, I'm going to have you come on now. Oh, my goodness.
Lost it for a minute here. All right,
Brother Larry, can you hear me?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine. We'll reiterate as Brother Shaheed did. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shaheed, Imam Shaheed.
Wa alaikum salam, my beautiful Brother Larry.
Yes, teaching reminder. I will reiterate, yeah, there is some static, Sister Isla, on your end, I believe. I was able to hear Brother Shaheed much clearer than yourself. So, maybe it's something on your end. I'd like to give, I'd like to thank Allah as well this morning for, you know, the teachings and dear friends and family, and the radio family here. I'm glad to hear your voices, and Brother Shaheed, you really putting out some teaching this morning. I tell you, I thank you so much for being a reminder, and certainly, you know, for myself, I take it serious. I listen and I learn, and there again, the thing is that we need reminders out here. I know, I do believe, because this world is such at a fast pace nowadays, and if we're not careful, a lot of times we go through our day, and we may not remember Allah and His greatness and goodness. We think that sometimes that it's just supposed to be, you know. And a lot of times we just don't take time out to thank Allah and show His appreciation. It's somewhat like you know, your parents, and you think that your parents, oh yeah, they're supposed to take care of me, and they're supposed to do this and do that for me. But we fail sometimes short, and often realizing that, you know, they're making a sacrifice, you know, and we often don't appreciate the greatness and the goodness that they provide for us, as well as our Father in Heaven. So I'd like to thank you, and thanks, Sister Isla, for the show and dedication that you all instill and come out on Sunday mornings to remind us and share the word with us. So it is a great thing. So so assalamu alaikum. Hope to hear from some of the other radio listeners, and I'll be standing by. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry, and may Almighty Allah continue to bless you, as I stated to you talking to you last night. May He continue to bless you. I've been knowing you now about 40-some years, and I know no one can tell me anything else, that I know, because I've been around you for 40 years, that you have a genuine heart, a pure heart. And I say that to say this, mashallah, as Allah wills. We're all supposed to. But I say that to say that Allah, you often and others hear me say this, and you don't hear most Muslim, Christian, or anybody saying this. because they really don't know it. And that is that Almighty God, the Creator, Allah, whatever you want to call him, but we know Allah means all in all, and he is all in all. So, Almighty Allah, you know, he said the believers' intentions are better than our actions. And he said the unbelievers' intentions are worse than their actions. So the whole life of a human being is based on intentions. A lot of people don't realize this. Everything we see that Allah created, guess what? He intended to do that. Allah had intentions to do everything he did. So Allah created in the human being, when he put his spirit in our heart, he put in us what? Good intentions. And Allah say also, actions are but by intention. So that means that you can't keep saying, I'm a good person, I do this, I've been good all my life, I treat people good, I love to do good, and every time I see you or somebody see you, you're doing bad. Our intentions manifest what's who we are. So you know a person by their conduct. That's my point. It's just like the old saying, we was raised up with, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. I've never seen a peach tree bear apples. And I used to climb trees and pick all kinds of fruit. I never seen a man plant a watermelon seed and get a sweet potatoes. And I seen, and I farmed too a little bit. So Allah say hypocrisy and evil grows in this world, this material world, because Allah say most people don't take the highest spiritual life seriously. And most people don't take the spiritual life serious. Brother Larry, I go to a lot of Muslim functions. I go to meetings with Christian and Muslim and Jews, and I've been doing this over the years for 43 years. And I can say 40 years back, they were more serious. But here 40 years later, all of them, the majority of them, they it's just like a social club. And you got homosexuality in all of these religions. The leaders, a lot of them are homosexuals. You got child molestation going on in these buildings. So, but this is not something that was not foretold now. Allah said in the revelation he revealed to Adam, the first man, the first prophet, he said that in the last days of this world, this part of his creation, he said most people would be lovers of themselves. Also, he said, you would find the devil or Satan in the places you least expect them. What is that? In religion. So today, the words of Allah is being fulfilled. And Allah said in the last days, the governments of the world, or the rulers, the president, the government, the leaders of the world, he said they would be oppressors. Can't we see that so clearly? So why am I saying all of this? I'm saying all of this is because most people have forgotten their Creator, and they think that this world down here is just the world and they got this theory. It's called the Big Bang theory. Come from Caucasians, and that's how most people live. Muslims too. They act like this world just popped up, Big Bang, boom, and everything shot over there, shot over there, and people shot in, shot here. That's insanity. We see, as you say all the time, everything in creation evolving. So, if it was a Big Bang, and Allah says this too, he said there were more than one God or creator, we would see confusion in the heavens and the earth. Just like in our life as human beings, we're different people, so we get confused, and we argue with each other, and we have bring about confusion and conflict in each other's lives and our lives, but we don't see conflict in the heavens and the earth. Let me say this here. Allah says in the Quran to prove that he's laying on Allah, there's no God but him. One creator. He says, look out in the heavens. And then he says, see if you can see in the flaws in his work. what he's did, what he's created. He said, I'm going to give you a second chance. Look a second time. See if you see in the flaws. He said, your vision will come back to you dull and discomforted in a state worn out because you won't see no flaws in the works of Allah. The flaws is in anything that goes against the will of Allah. But everything Allah created is created with perfection. And it follows definite order and laws and cannot deviate. So I want to read a little bit from the Quran, and this is about us, and it's about history. And inshallah, as we read, we'll attempt with the help of Allah to break it down to you if you don't understand what we're saying. First, we seek refuge with Allah, for those who don't know Arabic, from the accursed devil or enemy of all humankind, Satan. In Arabic, people would say, Alu Billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. But so many Muslims are so stuck in, and you say in Arabic, and we living here in America where we speak English, and they don't even know how to speak this English, don't even understand all the lies the white man or the Gentile, the ungodly ones, got in this English language. So I've been blessed to be able to understand the Quran, not just quote the Quran in Arabic, the beautiful, pure Arabic of the Quran, the language Allah reveals as final revelations to Prophet Muhammad. Allah says in the Quran, talking to all people, he say, therefore, since I have revealed my final revelations to you, and my final revelation confirms all of my revelations that I sent all my prophets with, he say, therefore, stand firm in my straight path. See, the path to Allah is a straight path. There's no crookedness in it. In his straight path, not it, but on his straight path. He said, as thou art commanded, he have commanded us. He said, thou and those with thee, turn unto Allah and transgress not from the path of Allah. For Allah seeth well all that ye do. And Allah say for us, don't incline, he said, incline not to those who do wrong, or the fire of hell will seize you too. Meaning that if you see people doing wrong in your family or whoever, and you see them constantly doing wrong, and when we was growing up, Brother Larry, me and your time, we know about them witty boys and others that used to shoot people and terrorize people. And we know they was doing wrong. They was killing people, and I knew all of them guys like that. And that's what turned me away from wrong, because I said, I'm not going to go that way, and I seen all of them get killed too and die out for their wrongdoing. So Allah say, incline not to those who do wrong, or the fire will seize you. So if you are wrong yourself, you suppose that you can't accept your own wrong. Allah say, witness against your own self if you're wrong, if you want him to guide you. And Allah say, and have no protectors other than Allah, nor shall ye be helped by any other than Allah. And Allah saying, establish regular salats or prayers at the two ends of the day, okay, and at the approach of the night. And Allah say, for those things that are good, remove those that are evil. Be that the word of remembrance to those who remember their Lord. And Allah say, be steadfast in patience. For Allah say, truly, he will not suffer the reward of the righteous to perish. Allah said, why were there not among the generations before you persons possess a balance, good sense, prohibiting people from mischief in the earth, except a few among them whom Allah saved from harm? But the wrongdoers, Allah said, pursue the enjoyment of the material things of this material world which were given them, and persisted or went on in sin. And he said, nor would he, Allah, be the one to destroy communities for a single wrongdoing if his members were likely to change. And Allah said, in my conclusion, if thy Lord had so will, he could have made all people one people, but they would not cease to dispute. He's saying that all the people disputing about God and religion, he allowed them to do that. But they're going to have to answer to him. He said, don't argue with them. Don't dispute with them. He said, when this truth come to you, follow his truth and realize that you're only responsible for yourself. You ain't responsible for the wrong nobody else do. So peace be with you all. I'm going to end there and let someone else have a comment, or if they want to. If they don't, then we'll continue the program.
Peace be with you again. We are listening to the Shri Nam Shahi Shabab, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. But we want to thank you, our listeners, if you're joining us this Sunday, and we do have yet some more guests. My apologies, guests. I seem to be a little hoarse this morning. I didn't realize that I am. And I hope you can hear me clearly. I didn't know. I thought that my voice, it was cut down lower, and I was trying to correct it. But I didn't know whether I did or not. So I hope I'm coming through to you okay. Now I will call another guest here up. Well, no, here I also have some get to compute check the virus. The virus is trying to send to stop me from doing anything here, too. Okay, my guest this morning is 419-418-4367, and I believe we had this beautiful guest on last Sunday. Again, I turn welcome and welcome to the broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shabbat. Thank you. Could you give us your name and tell us where you called from?
What's up?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. You're on the air now. I believe we had a problem last Sunday with hearing this guest.
Sure.
I don't know what happened, but for some reason we have a poor reception. And can you hear me
yes,
better now? I'm sorry.
Yes,
can
I do think
us?
That I don't think our guest can. I know who our guest is, and if she can't come on, and her beautiful mother, maybe they can hear the program. But I know who the guest is, but it's these foams, you know. I've been hearing more people talk about these foams, how they're acting up and everything. So I know that's something we can't control, but you know, if the guests can come on, we would like for them to come on.
Can
you hear us?
Can.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is this Sister Zahura? I'm going to say your name because you are, your name is nothing but a name. You are a soul, and this is a soul program, and I'm going to say everybody's name on this program because you can't hide from an what's with a name? I mean, a name is just a name. We want to try to reach the nature people on this program, so names are not important. I know another sister used to say she didn't want her name on the program like her name was a secret. Your name, the names are not a secret, sister. Names are not a secret. So go ahead on. If you, I know who you are. I'm going to call your name. Inshallah, hopefully I'll be calling your name a whole lot.
Yes, that is not me. You think it's me.
But if we can hear you, I hear you. If you can come on the program, if you want to speak, we need you to speak up because there's nothing but static. And I had talked to you earlier and asked you if you wanted to come on. If you push the number one button, you're going to be on the program. But if you don't push the number one button, you're not going to be on the program. You're going to be able to hear the program, but you won't be on the program.
No. Okay, but I believe she's pushed the button because if she hadn't pushed the button, you wouldn't hear her at all. So, obviously, it's just sometimes it's just over the wire, over the air.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I can hear you much better now, sister.
Good, alhamdulillah. But that was not me that was calling in. I just called in because she said my name, but that wasn't me that was calling in. It was somebody else from the area. However, I did.
It sure wasn't. I'm sitting right here.
And can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. That wasn't her, honey.
Okay, Mom. I understand, but still, I want her to understand that names is just a name. We want to get to the nature and get to know the heart of people, and we're dealing with the soul and the heart on this program. Names is nothing. Names are nothing. Names are going to pass away, but your soul is what we're trying to get deal with on this program right here. We want to get the soul to come back to life so we can change ourselves and be right and treat each other right and change this old evil world we're living in.
God bless Prudence, Debbie, or Shatia, or one of them sisters.
However, yes, we heard the program. We enjoyed the program.
Not very much to say, but some of the things you were saying about the nature of the soul and the reason for us being here, you know, some people don't realize what our purpose is of being here. And one of the purposes of us being here is to procreate so that we can give praises to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. A main thing, the only thing that it should be. You know, there's so much going on in our society today. It's hard to just pick one thing to focus on because there's so much destruction that's going on. But one of the main things that we should be particular about is to protecting our own soul. And we have to do that by learning what it is that Allah sponsor wants us to do and what we need to be doing and what we should be doing instead of all the foolishness that's going on. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. We're just listening.
Okay, I'm done.
I guess you're so used to me talking. You thought I was supposed to come in. I told you, I'm not gonna be talking a whole lot. I'm gonna let the guests talk, whoever they are. And I inshallah, you know what you said is true. If you got any more, we were just waiting to see if you had any more to say.
Tommy.
Okay.
Do you have any more to say?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, praise be to Allah. We thank you for your comments. And I just want to say to what you said, even though Allah say in the Quran, evil may confront you at every turn. When you walk out your door, you're confronted with evil. You ain't even got to go out to your door. You're confronted with evil in your own self. You have evil thoughts. You have evil desires. And you are confronted. So if we just learn to control the evil in our own self, our evil thoughts and desires, and learn self-control, see no evil, speak no evil, do no evil consciously, then Almighty Allah will protect us from all of the evil around us. He destroyed a city called Sodom and Gomorrah in the days gone by under one of his prophets called Luke, peace be upon him. And he told him, he said, you get your family and you under the cover of night so they won't kill you, these old perverts, and you take them out of here. But tell all your family, don't look back now. Because if they look back, they're going to be destroyed along with them wrongdoers, them homosexuals, them old perverts. And his wife looked back and she was destroyed. Also, in the beginning, it was a prophet named Noah, and he taught the people for almost 10 generations, 950 years. and they still didn't believe in Allah. They still didn't believe in the fact that Allah, there was a God, except their idol gods, because it didn't rain in that part of the world, and it had never rained before. And Noah told them, say, it's going to rain. God is going to send rain to clean up all of the evil that you all have done in the world. Because rain is symbolic to our purification of the soul. Okay? Yeah, rain purifies. So they don't want to be pure. Like the world today, most people don't want to be pure. Most Muslims don't want to be pure. You can't be pure and evil at the same time. So they didn't want to be pure. So most of them didn't get on the ark. It was only a few. And I'm making a good point here. So that was in the beginning of time. He was the first major prophet. So we can see here that it ain't never been but a few people in all the generations up to now that accepted the messengers and prophets that Allah sent to them and conformed their life to the will of Almighty God, Allah. Allah is the one that changed the world. We just have a responsibility because he created us, as you say, to worship and serve him. We have a responsibility to do our part. And the reason we're doing our part, it ain't for Allah. He don't need nothing. We do our part if we want to save our own soul from the destruction of the unbelievers and the hypocrites. Okay? That's why we do our part. And we don't have to worry about all this evil around us. Allah say, like I was saying, if evil meets you at every turn, he said, when the thought of evil assail your mind, come to your mind, seek refuge in God. Say something like Allahu Akbar, or of the Christians, if it's a Christian, say, God is greater, you know, or all praise is due to God. God is all powerful. That's called dhikr in Arabic. Dhikr means remembrance of God, Allah. So if you remember Allah, as the co-host said all the time, you ain't got to worry about evil. It's a song that we was raised up as so-called Christian, but it didn't come from Christianity. It came from the Islamic genes in our foreparents. They said, it's called the Lord's Prayer. But I like it. It say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff comfort me. It's saying Allah will comfort and protect you in the midst of all this evil if you just hold fast to taqwa, God consciousness. Realize, as we said in the beginning, you ain't getting away with no wrong. That wrong, Allah said, what is the end of evil but evil? And what is the end of good but good? He said, you do evil, you're going to get evil back. Evil going to come back and destroy you. You do good, good going, he going to bring good back to you. And he going to protect you from evil if you practice good conduct. Can you hear me? I hear somebody talking. Can you hear me?
Can
you hear me? Okay, thank you very much. I'm through. So now if anybody got something they want to say, it's open to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, the Elder of the Creator. If anyone has anything to say, push the number one button, your number one button on the phone. You will show up. And we will be able to have you to come on and give a compliment or ask a question. We love to hear from you. This is your show. This is not just our show. Not even about Shaheen Shabazz show, not Islam Abdullah's show. It is your show. And this is what we're here for you. And we want to hear from you. And we thank you so much for joining us. So we want to ask you if you have anything, any compliments, please come on. Let us hear from you. Also, Imam Shaheen Shabazz, I want to let you know, I know you want to hear this information, that your buddy passed today, Dick Gregory passed today.
Oh, okay, thank you for letting me know, because that was my friend, Mr. Dick Gregory, and I want to say a prayer for him at this time. And I'm going to stop and say a prayer. Oh, Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all worlds, cherisher and sustainer of all life, giver of life and death. Bless my friend, Mr. Dick Gregory. He gave his life and dedicated his life for freedom, justice, and equality, not only for black people, but for all people. And he was out there for almost about 80-some years. And I was recently in Washington, D.C., and me and him used to talk a lot. And he told me some things about myself to help me to be a better believer and servant of Almighty Allah. And he told me that I was very gifted and that I was chosen in this time to do the work that him, Malcolm X, Imam Wafdi Muhammad, and all the rest of them, he said, you're just like us. And he said, and I wish you the best in your work and your mission to change this world and, first of all, to bring about justice and equality in this country for black people. And we talked at length a lot of times. So peace be upon his soul. I pray Allah forgive him of his faults and sins and grant him a special place in heaven for his diligent work and devotion and dedication on this earth for the betterment of mankind. I mean. Thank you.
What to say.
All right, thank you. We do have another guest that's showing up now. I don't know whether they are just coming on, whether they've been on, but I'm going to see if they might have a comment.
In the day.
Yes. You have the 0596821118 number. Can you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Can't get it right, and that's your air.
All right. You're on the air, yes. Would you like to make a comment now, or have you been listening to the show for a while? Or would you like to hear more before you make a comment? Okay, I want you to let you know, our beautiful guest, that if you don't have anything to say, that is fine. You are here, we just thankful to have you. But we always want you to know that we would love you to join us. This is your show again, as I said before, and we want to hear your comments. So if you have a comment at this time, you're welcome to make it or ask a question. This is the 305 number. I don't know whether you just come on or not and you want to listen more, or would you like to ask a question or have a comment. All right, then we'll go on with the Imam Shaheed's Bob to continue speaking. I think we have about another 7 minutes left. And Imam Shabazz, you're back on the air.
Assalamu alaikum again. And all of you all who didn't come on, that came on anyway, and you could hear the program, I thank you for that. In my conclusion, I just want to say we are created. We're creatures of the Creator. And this life we're in here is a sojourn. It's a journey. It's a journey back to where we came from, to our Creator, Allah. We belong, we come from, and to him is our return. You're going to return back to your Creator, and you're not going to take any of these material things. You're not even going to take your body. Your body is not yours. Nothing we have is ours. Everything is given to us on trust for mankind. And Allah has entrusted us with our body. And he said if we misuse our body, he's going to have our body to testify, our limbs to testify against us on the day of judgment. So we want to understand, people, that all that's going on in the world, you should fear, because people are dying fast. You should fear to die in a state other than obedience or submission to the will of Allah, your Creator, our everybody Creator. So with that said, I thank you all again. I do want to close with a prayer, and this prayer is for time. I'm going to say it in Arabic the best I can. I ain't worried about or concerned about who think I said the Arabic right. That ain't none of their business. Wal as innal insana lafi khusr. Wal ladhin amanu wal amisal al hati. Wa tasab bil haq wa tasab bil sab. I said, by the token of time, truly, people are in loss, except such as have faith in Allah and do good deeds and joined together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for your beautiful prayer, brother. I believe we have here now about 5 minutes left. And if there's anyone else who would like to make a comment this time, you're welcome to do so. I see another number here. I'll see that number just showed up. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? If you just came on the show, I can understand. Sometimes what happens is that we have you in the studio, in the audience, rather. But you're not showing up on our switchboard because you have not pushed that number one button. So once you push the number one button, your number shows up on the switchboard. And that lets us know that you have a question or you would like to make a comment, give a comment. So if there's anything that you would like to say at this time, we would love to hear from you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
How are you? I'm sorry. I just got up and I just realized about the show, but my apologies to you and Imam. And I talk to you, inshallah.
Well,
I just haven't been feeling good.
You know, we
always
love to have you. Come on. Yes, indeed. What happens now? It seems that Imam Shabazz, I don't know whether he thought the show was over with or what, he has dropped now. He's no longer on the air with us. So we thank you so much for coming on. May Allah bless you anytime. And next time I'll try to call you, remind you I didn't get a chance to call you this morning.
That's right.
We thank Allah for your support. You were thinking about us, and you did come on the show, and that's wonderful. May Allah bless you with a great day today. May Allah bless you, all of you, our most beautiful and wonderful listening audience that we have today. We have a beautiful audience, and we must thank you for coming on, sharing your comments with us, asking questions, and just enjoying this moment of hearing Imam Shaheed Shabazz with the beautiful teaching that Allah has blessed him with to bring to the people. May you continue to support us, but call others. Have others to come on, not just yourselves. Call your buddies and friends to let them know about the show. And let's see
you.
Sister Isla.
Yes, did you hear about the total eclipse for tomorrow?
Yes, everybody's been talking about the eclipse for tomorrow. I think people are anxious to see just what it's going to be like. I see people are traveling from all over the world to where it's supposed to be seen the most. I can't remember the place now. I started being seen on Facebook, but I've been reading so fast and so just skimming through, and I can't remember exactly where, but they said people are traveling from all over just to go and see this eclipse because it happens just every 99 years. So inshallah, we'll have a lot of news to talk about tomorrow and next Sunday when we come out. So I'm going to ask you time, thank you. We have to look up. May Allah bless you and be with you. The show is joining us today. I'm going to make another salat to end our show. To Imam Shaheed Shabazz, who's a drop. Maybe they cut him off. I don't know.
No.
So at this time, I will make a prayer, and then we will end the show for today. That's in the name of God, most merciful, dear judge. Be alone to be served, and to be alone to be displayed. To thee we give the quick hope for your mercy. We ask your forgiveness. And I may Allah forgive me too. At this point, my mind is going fast and I'm forgetting something. We thank Allah. We thank Him for His mercy, seek His forgiveness, and His direction in our lives. This is His will. I need. I need to forget some of the
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you, my dear sister. Your voice is not coming in clearly. It's a lot of static. I believe there's some other sister here. Let me see if I can get you on. I don't really have you on all the way. I'll try to. Seems as though you're not coming on for some reason. I was trying to get you. Can you hear me now? I still wake up. All right, thank all of you. Thank you very much for such a beautiful show and a beautiful day. I'll come and be with us. Join us next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m., and invite others to come also. Thank you and have a great day. Assalamu alaikum.